This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Trump allies subpoenaed.
More than 30 people associated with former President Donald Trump.
Ukrainian forces on the move.
Pushing just 30 miles from the Russian border.
Paying respects to Queen Elizabeth.
We are all kind of sharing the same feeling of grief, of loss.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New developments in the federal investigation into former President Trump's actions after the 2020 election. CBS's Scott McFarlane on moves targeting people close to him.
More than 30 people associated with the former president have received federal grand jury subpoenas, some of them in the past week, and at least two of them had their phones seized as well. Multiple knowledgeable sources tell CBS News the investigation branches into at least three areas. The alleged attempt to submit fake electors to overturn the 2020 election. Also, the money spent to overturn the election by Trump's super PAC Save America. And finally, into Trump's Stop the Steal rally January 6th.
Now to Ukraine, where government troops have recaptured about 2,000 square miles of territory in recent days. It's a counterattack that has raised questions in Russia about the war effort. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
Seizing the momentum, Ukrainian troops continue their remarkable advance as they win the admiration of liberated towns and villages. Our troops were so smart, said this woman. The Russian soldiers ran away so fast. They planned this really well. It's a crushing defeat and a decisive strike against Moscow's ability to resupply their forces. They left all their explosives and ammunition here, said this Ukrainian soldier. Away from the battlefield, hard questions for Putin on state-run television, which usually only pushes Moscow's line. It's either full-scale war or we get out, said former parliamentarian Boris Nadezhdin. And policy expert Viktor Olevich exclaimed in disbelief. You say everything's going according to plan? You really think 6 months ago we planned on leaving and repelling a counteroffensive?
Britons are mourning their queen while their new king gets to know his subjects in a new role. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
The Queen's coffin lay at rest through the night in Edinburgh's cathedral as thousands filed past.
4.5 hours, that's fine. Wait, even longer if we had to.
She means so much to everybody, and it's just heartbreaking that she's gone.
King Charles III is in Northern Ireland today receiving condolences from the anti-royalist leading party, Sinn Féin. Local politician Naomi Long says the near universal respect for the late Queen will likely transcend any tensions.
People can recognize, I think, greatness in a person irrespective of the issues.
Here in London, an eerie scene overnight as troops rehearse tomorrow's massive military procession, which will carry the Queen's coffin from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Hall. People have already begun waiting in line for the official lying in state, which doesn't begin till tomorrow afternoon. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
TV royalty gathered last night. Succession won Best Drama, Ted Lasso Best Comedy to headline the Emmy Awards. Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier on some of the moments that stood out.
I am an endangered species.
Stunned at winning her first Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in the ABC comedy Abbott Elementary, Cheryl Lee Ralph, the second black woman to ever win the award, stunned the audience with a show-stopping speech.
This is what believing looks like.
It was a big night for first-timers and people of color after the Television Academy faced scrutiny a year ago for a lack of diversity in winners.
Lizzo!
Among the victorious newcomers, recording artist Lizzo, taking home her first Emmy for her series, Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted to see was me in the media. Someone fat like me, black like me, beautiful like me.
Hiya.
Star Lee Jung-jae becoming the first person from a foreign language show to win Best Actor in a Drama, upsetting favorite Jeremy Strong of Succession. And Squid Game's director came out on top too.
I truly hope Squid Game won't be the last non-English series to be here at the Emmy.
And more wins could be on the way.
Season 2, I'm working on it now. I believe I have better script than season 1.
Whoa. So.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A tentative deal's been reached to end a strike by school teachers in Seattle. It began last week, and today is day 2 of a 3-day walkout by 15,000 nurses in Minnesota. A school bus driver south of Salt Lake City has been placed on leave and is under investigation after videos surfaced of her threatening to shoot children on the bus after they told her she made a wrong turn. In Massachusetts, President Biden urged a new national purpose in an effort to end cancer as we know it and cut cancer fatalities by 50% over the next 25 years.
Imagine the possibilities. Vaccines that could prevent cancer. Imagine molecular zip codes that could deliver drugs and gene therapy precisely to the right tissues. Imagine simple blood tests during an annual physical that could detect cancer early.
It's expected a government report today will show an August slowdown in the acceleration of prices. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Oil and gas prices are down, yet other categories of the inflation report are not going to show great improvement. Food costs remain high, as does shelter and many houseware items.
A Connecticut jury will begin to hear evidence today to decide how much money conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay relatives of 8 Sandy Hook school victims. Last month, a Texas jury ordered him to pay $50 million to the parents of one child. Trouble for Jeff Bezos' space outfit, Blue Origin, after a rocket with no people on board failed after liftoff in West Texas.
That triggered an automatic abort. The capsule made a successful landing, but the failure was a clear setback for Blue Origin, and it's not yet known how long it might take to figure out what went wrong or when flights can resume.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. Jazz legend Ramsey Lewis has died. The In Crowd with Lewis on piano. He was a 3-time Grammy winner and had 7 gold records. Ramsey Lewis was 87 years old.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Mountain communities in Washington state are threatened by a wildfire that's out of control.
Law enforcement agencies say half of the people in the Level 3 Get Out Now evacuation zone between the towns of Gold Bar and Skykomish have not yet left. This man who lives within that zone did evacuate, but he explains why his neighbors, including his own brother, did not.
A lot of folks are retired. They've moved up there to live a nice, peaceful life, and that's all they have. So to leave their property means to give up everything, and they just can't face used to doing that.
Evacuees are staying at temporary shelters that have been set up at fairgrounds and at churches. Nicole Jennings for CBS News, Seattle.
Heavy rain unleashed mudslides in a mountain area east of Los Angeles that burned 2 years ago, sending boulders and other debris across roads and prompting evacuation and shelter-in-place orders for thousands of people. Officials going house to house to check for anyone trapped. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.